How crazy can we get? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. I listened to the evening news last night, trying to figure out how not paying federal workers gets us closer to building a proper border wall. Here's a clip from Major Garrett's report.
Laurie McCann, a furloughed IRS program analyst outside of Chicago, is worried about paying her medical bills after a recent surgery.
So I heard that and I thought, how does punishing employees like Laurie McCann, who lives nowhere near the border and has nothing to do with the wall, help get a wall built? Then Major talked about the national parks, which are also shut down, but...
But some are getting unsupervised use, like Yosemite, where trash piles up for lack of funds to haul it away.
That certainly sounds disgusting, but... Is it somehow going to inspire unhappy campers to rise up and demand a border wall? I mean, I can see how they might rise up and demand biodegradable packaging, but we got to keep our eye on the real problem, which is that Mexico refuses to pay for the wall. If Mexico was paying, you wouldn't need to ask Congress for a dime. So what the president needs to do is tweet that he is going to invade Mexico, but that he would call it off if they wire $5 billion to the U.S. Treasury by close of business Friday. Yes, it sounds crazy, but not by much. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.